Welcome back to the approach 3 to the resurrection. I believe another point needs to be made in order to understand the events of Easter. Jesus' resurrection should not be understood in a linear sense. He was not raised because he died. His death on the cross and his resurrection are not causally linked events. There is no linear progression from this world to the hereafter, as if God has been pressured by Jesus' violent death. No, it was his decision to act in this way. He could have silently imposed the burden of the crucifixion upon humanity. He did not do that. He acted of his own accord. He wanted the resurrection. It is best understood in terms of the concept of the new as expressed in the annual motto. The new, from God's perspective, is not a continuation of the old. God's new, as described in the Revelation of John, is the utterly new, the unprecedented. In other words, nothing that has any basis in what has gone before. As depicted in the Revelation, it helps to understand that linear thinking gets us nowhere here. We must cast aside this way of thinking. That is why it is also nonsensical to say that life goes on. No, it does not go on. It ends. It is over. We are left with the comfort of Jesus' earthly and eternal life. That's it for now. In the next episode, we'll look at the fourth approach to the resurrection. Until then, and stay safe.